What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Greg Way here on patreon.com/kindoffunny. I'm your host, Greg Miller. As always, good to see you there. I hope you all had a lovely weekend. I did. Oh, I had a good time with Jen and Ben, of course. Oh, I'm sorry. And also, hold on. I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to hold it up, and I'm going to hold the Apple crown and say, set a 10-minute timer. No, set a 5-minute timer. Hold on. It's doing it.
5 minutes.
Thank you to somebody on Patreon whose comment I just read and did not write down, saying that stop saying, hey, blank, the Apple name, you know, S-I-R-I, because if I do that, it sets off their stuff. And I thought about making a joke about it, and then I forgot about it, so I didn't do it. Anyway, so I had a great weekend. Hung out with Ben, hung out with Jen, had fun over there, and of course went to like 3 farmers markets and a bunch of different parks. And a review to Forspoken, if you haven't checked that out, PSLVU XOXO. That was the game I was playing all last week. Oh my God, headroom. Also, I can't turn on the fucking ring light, so I have these overhead lights on. I look like shit. Doesn't matter. You don't care. Reviewed Forspoken. We did a Sunday review on that one from home. Thank you, Barrett. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Andy Cortez, for, you know, coming in and doing that. And then, of course, playing all week for me and Andy. And, of course, the Forspoken review is up right now on PS I Love You. It's up on TikTok. It's up on YouTube. It's up on podcast services. No matter where you get it, please consume it. Please watch it. It was a lot of fun to do. Not a great game, but always fun to play something and talk about it. But let's continue on that track, because if you didn't know, it's review season. I actually am not on the Kind of Funny podcast right now because I'm working on a different review right now. And I need it all the time in the day to play, and I'll need it all that I can get tomorrow, and yada, yada, yada. I digress. First off, Miniza. From last week, maybe me, Niza, wrote in a question in the big 30-minute Gregway about Cole being our dog and not my dog, and it made me cry, if you remember, on Friday. Miniza commented on this, or on the Patreon post, which, of course, is the way you communicate with me for the show, patreon.com/kindoffunny. Go leave a comment on the latest episode to maybe be included in the next one, and said, sorry for making you cry. Don't be. I wasn't offended by the question, and, you know, I'm happy to share my emotions. And I like these because they're an intimate conversation between you and me about something I do that you pick up on and you want to know more about. Such as Ryan Trimble, who writes into patreon.com/kindoffunny and says, Greg, you've mentioned in the past not feeling the need to beat a game you don't enjoy in order to be part of the discussion slash review. However, in the Forspoken PS I Love You XOXO episode, it sounds like you did beat it despite not enjoying it, presumably because you were reviewing it. Is this a change due to the Kind of Funny scale and needing an official review? Or did you just want to beat it in this case? Thank you, Ryan Trimble. He didn't say thank you. I added a thank you, but I'm sure he thanks me. Ryan, great question. You know that I am still underneath all the teal fucking ride or die IGN. And when I was a reviewer at IGN working on the PlayStation team and all that jazz, like, beating the game wasn't a necessity, but it was definitely super encouraged, right? So anytime I'm going to review a game, I would like to have rolled credits on it. I would like to go and do that. And there's a difference between just having a discussion and reviewing it. Forspoken. In a different time, in a different period, in a different place, maybe I wouldn't have rolled credits on it. I doubt that I would have put a score on it. Like, you know, again, I'm not holding myself to the need that if I'm going to score a game, I need to roll credits on it. I would want to play a huge, significant chunk of it. I would want to know the breadth of the game. I would want to know a bunch of different stuff about it. And honestly, for me, a stickler for it, I probably would. That probably would mean rolling credits. It would be me beating the game. But I'm open to not doing it in certain cases. So, your question's interesting. I didn't play through Forspoken to credits because I felt like I... Well, I did, I guess. Yeah, I guess I do. Long and short, I guess, yeah. And it's not so much about the scale. It's just about the discussion. I think, again, if I had 2 other games, 3 other games, 3 other embargoes bearing down on me, and it was like, man, I got to make some hard choices here on what I'm going to play, I wouldn't have beaten Forspoken, probably. And you would have had a Forspoken impressions review so far, whatever you want to call it, where we come out and say our piece about a game, and I'd be working on something else. Luckily, right now, for review season, so far... knock on wood. Review embargoes have been lining up quite nicely, where it is like, okay, cool. Like, one game has a really far-out embargo, and we got that game early, which was crazy. Then we got Forspoken, and then we got another game, but I was almost done with Forspoken when we got the other game, and it should all net out in terms of embargoes and stuff like that for me personally. And so, yeah, like, I'm – especially for what we do, you know, being kind of funny. Like, we are a small – close-knit community. We are a small business that people know, and I don't think you're just walking in most of the time Jimmy John Joe off the street saying, well, I want an official review. These people have it. Clearly, they're going to be the penultimate gold standard for journal. They didn't beat the game. What the f-? I think we could go in, and I think just like any time with ethics, I think as long as we're communicating to you, hey, I only played 15 hours of the game and I didn't roll credits, time's up. If we're communicating with you and giving you like, hey, here's where we're at with it. This is what happened with it. I stopped playing it, and I think it's a 2 out of 5. I think that's totally a valid point of view. Forspoken was a review. I knew it was a big review for us, and I obviously want to play anything I can for review through. That's not always going to be the case. I do think, yeah, being lead reviewer on it, quote-unquote, made sure that I wanted to make sure somebody on the review had beaten it. You know, you'll often see me, Bless, and Andy, and Tim trade between stuff of like, okay, cool, well, it's a crowded season right now. I'm working on Game X. You're going to beat Game Y. I'll play a couple hours of Game Y, and I'll be able to pop in and say, be support on it more than that. Kind of how Andy was support for me on Forspoken, but didn't roll credits on it. So I think the long story is that it's not a requirement, but it's always encouraged to beat the game. I think that, of course, is a general rule that can be bent and can be broken in terms of, well, I didn't beat it, but I hate it, so I can tell you why I hate it and why I'm giving the score. It'd be weird to be, it's a 5 out of 5, and I've only played 3 hours of it or something like that. But that could also happen, like, you know, the scores we take seriously in a way that, you know, we've made this review scale, we put it out there, and we want to be able to, you know, do the billboard / thumbnail of what our opinion is. So we can tweet out or put in the thumbnail that Forspoken is bad and have it be, well, that's enticing. That's an interesting headline. Why? And you come in and you find out, you know, it's a 5-point scale and here's an hour and some change on why we think it's that way. But I don't think it's because I think even if you can go back to older games casts, right, and other things where we definitely call things reviews, even though we maybe necessarily didn't roll credits on it. I don't think it's so much a scale thing as much as just the standard we hold each other to and what you want to do and how you want to be. Like, this is my job, right? Like, that's not lost on me. Like, my job is still to play video games and talk about them. It also is to watch movies and be a moron and take my shirt off and yada, yada, yada. But, you know, reviewing is a big part of it. And for me, reviewing most of the time means, you know, getting the credits and seeing what's up that way. I, again, don't think it's a necessity. I know that's not everybody agrees with me on that. Again, I think it comes down to the clarity and transparency of what your statement is, right? Like, every review, every time we step in front of a microphone for PS I Love You or Gamescast or XCast or what have you, right, is basically a persuasive essay, right, of, hey, I played this game and this is how I feel. And so I think if you're going to be like, hey, I played this game for 4 hours. I did not roll credits, and I think it's garbage. That's totally fine. But the thing about Forspoken, right, is I didn't think it was garbage. Like, if you, I enjoyed the discussion, you know, me, Andy, and Janet have, where it's like, it's that all these pieces aren't good, and that by definition makes it bad, even though I wouldn't have scored it bad on the IGN scale if I was still working at IGN and that was still their scale, which I'm not 100% sure if 3 is bad or whatever. But in my day, it was. And so there's a fun conversation that we get to have because that's what our content is. And our content isn't the scientific method of reviewing video games. We get to go out there and just talk to you and eventually, yeah, put a number on it if we want for, you know, some window advertisements, hopefully get people through the front door. But overall, it's not the end-all be-all for us by any stretch of the imagination. So I hope that makes sense to you. I would say that personally, internally, if I'm going to say I'm reviewing this game and here's my official review and I reviewed it, I want to roll credits on it. I definitely think, and I think that's with or without the score. And I think if you would go back and look at other stuff, you would see it. Yeah, I've said I don't feel the need to beat games that are bad if I'm saying they're bad or whatever. But that's also like such a different thing of how many times have you seen me start come on a podcast, oh, I played a little bit of it, I didn't like it or whatever. Like, that's not a review, right? That's not me getting into the weeds and the systems and the mechanics and how do they build and how do they evolve. And like, there's a big difference between what I would consider a preview or just an opinion I have about a game that I tried versus a review of it. Like, you know, I've played a few hours of Disco Elysium. I've played a few hours multiple times of Elden Ring. I would never sit down and be like, here's my review of Elden Ring. Here's my review of Disco Elysium. Instead, I would tell you, hey, I tried, and here's what immediately turned me off and kept me away and blah, blah, blah. And I know that could change and it could evolve and yada, 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 but that's how it is. So I think that makes sense. But if it didn't, you know where to find me, ladies and gentlemen. Patreon.com/kindoffunny. The post this went up on. Go ahead and leave comments, questions, concerns there. And maybe you could be in a future Greg Away, just like Ryan was. Until next time, it's back to reviewing a video game. It's been my pleasure.